Scott Bell, story reading. When the moon stretched silver light across the rooftops, little O'Shea was still awake. O'Shea loved adventure more than anything. Not loud adventures, not scary adventures, but the quiet kind. The kind in whispers, stars, and sleepy forests. One night, she heard a soft thump, thump, thump outside her window. She peeked through the curtains, and there stood the biggest bear she'd ever seen. He was bright blue, fluffy like a cloud, and wore a tiny backpack stuffed with glowing fireflies.
"Hello, O'Shea," the bear rumbled gently. "My name is Umpa."
O'Shea blinked. "You can talk." Umpa smiled.
"Only after bedtime."
O'Shea giggled and climbed onto his giant furry back. Together, they wandered into the moonlight woods, where the trees hummed sleepy songs and the stars floated low enough to touch. Umpa showed O'Shea secrets no grown-up had ever seen before. A river that sparkled like melted diamonds, owls who painted pictures in the sky, and sleepy rabbits tucked beneath the blueberry bushes.
"Adventure isn't always about being brave," Umpa told her. "Sometimes it's about noticing magic."
O'Shea leaned against his warm blue fur. Above them, the moon glowed brighter and brighter, but soon O'Shea's eyes grew heavy. Umpa carried her home through the quiet night. At the window, O'Shea whispered, "Will I see you again tomorrow?"
Umpa adjusted his tiny backpack and smiled. "Whenever the stars are shining, and you still believe in wonder, I will be there."
Then with one last soft thump, 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 the big blue bear disappeared into the sleepy forest, and O'Shea drifted into the sweetest dreams of all.